You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, joined in studio now by Kate Lochte and the Jackson Purchase Dance Company director, Karen Balzer. Karen, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Creator and director, 22 years in the making of teaching dance to our region. Congratulations on that first.
Well, thank you, and I can still walk.
Karen was telling me before we came in, Tracy, that her mom complains about her being too skinny. Have you ever heard of someone complaining about that?
I wish just once my mom had complained about that.
Follow me.
That's what you get when you dance all the time. And your company is putting on its Christmas special. Tell me about that first.
Well, it's a wonderful... Actually, the first act is a concert of pieces to holiday favorite holiday music. And so we have from traditional to very contemporary pieces. And act two is excerpts from the ballet Sleeping Beauty.
So how many dancers and what age range of dancers?
We have approximately 40 dancers, and they range in age from 9 years old to adults. We do have some adults who dance with us.
Wonderful. In this company is an extraordinary story I read about in the Murray Ledger and Times. Tell me about this woman.
Well, I assume you're talking about Kristen Knable.
Yeah.
She is a graduating senior here at Murray State. And when she was looking for universities, I received a call from Cindy Clemson in the special needs office and said, Karen, there's this young lady applying to Murray State, is going to be a freshman, and this was 4.5 years ago, and she does wheelchair dance. Now, I gave her mother your name. Would you be willing to talk with her? Well, it just so happened the weekend that she and her mom were going to be visiting the campus, we had one of our April productions. So I invited them to the April performance and chatted with them and said, yeah, she can be a part of the company. So Kristen has been a part of us for the past 4.5 years. But see, one of Kristen's goals was not so much to dance, but she wants to learn how to teach dance to both special needs dancers as well as able-bodied dancers. And so she's been working with me for 4.5 years. And this past year, she wanted to try choreography techniques. And so there's a young girl who is the sister of one of my dancers who also is physically challenged, and Kristen has choreographed a piece for both of them and the older sister, as the youngest one with her it's not a wheelchair, it's actually a stand, and it has a halo because
looks
she
like
needs
a chariot.
She needs spinal support, and so her sister has to help maneuver her around the stage.
Explain halo.
It is a device which has braces coming up from the shoulders and rods, and it is like a halo over the head, and that's what it attaches to and helps to straighten the spine and elongate the spine in the back.
So this person is quite courageous to be, and spunky to be dancing in this apparatus.
Oh, yes. And, you know, please bear in mind, she's only 5 years old.
Oh, look at that.
And she is just the most precious, precious child. And just watching Kristen and Naomi and her older sister, Eden, working and, you know, it's only right. The song that they chose to dance is O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, my goodness.
So you think about that. It really hits home, Kate. It really hits home.
I bet everybody in the company just sort of stops and
amazes. It's breathtaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just makes you feel that, yeah, I don't have any problems. I stubbed my toe, so what?
We're talking about the Jackson Purchase Dance Company's performance of Holiday Dance Fest, which is Saturday, December 7th at 2 p.m. in Murray State's Lovett Auditorium. You not only teach dance at Murray State, but everywhere in the region, sort of.
Yes. We also have the studio classes for the dance company, which Murray State and the Department of Theater particularly, you know, help us to be able to hold those classes on campus here for students in the community and in the region. And then, of course, I travel to, well, this year I'm traveling to 7 different schools within the region, 6 in Graves County and 1 in the Callaway County District, and of course Murray Elementary. But I do have an assistant who helps me and does take over 2 of the schools.
But are you 2 the only dance teachers around?
Well, those who know how to...
I mean, the schools.
Within the schools, yes, because we are the only ones who are familiar with humanities requirements by the state, by the Department of Education, and we know how to tie dance into and integrate into academic areas, which is what is required by KDOE.
Now, I'd like to sort of revisit the idea of special needs dancers and what you need to know to be able to work with them competently.
Well, it is a challenge for me as an artist because, of course, I think whole body. And you have to start thinking in what is available, what part of their instrument, you know, can I utilize? How do I make these dynamics come to life with the music when there are physical restrictions? And I don't know. But when I start working, like when I work with Kristen, I don't know, something just happens and it just happens. Oh, and I have used a lot of sign language because, of course, the bulk of Kristen's mobility is with her arms. And so I take what one person might normally do as a small sign with the hands, I exaggerate it and abstract it through larger magnified arm movements. So sign language really is an asset when you're trying to choreograph for a paraplegic.
So you're taking a language and exaggerating that language.
Right, yeah. Right. And then, of course, Kristen with her wheelchair, she's quite competent with her wheelchair. She loves to pop wheelies and things. I have to watch her.
That's like you said, it makes you feel ashamed to have an ache or a pain, doesn't it?
Right.
Now, all of the activities that you have created and sustained over 2 decades are getting some attention at the statewide level. Tell me about the Rural Arts Atlas.
Well, this began through the Kentucky Foundation for Women, and I have received 2 grants from KFW to help fund my work with Kristen. It has helped compensate my time and research, you know, in being able to work with her. And it was through KFW that the Rural Arts Initiative, which is going on nationwide, came to Kentucky. And they started with Kentucky Foundation for Women, trying to identify those nonprofit organizations in the arts, and specifically in the arts, that blend both university, community, schools, you know, and as I call my project, building bridges through dance. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I've tried to do through this grant. And so we are now on that rural arts atlas, as it is called, as a directory for folks who might be looking for ways for their organization to build bridges or, to reach out into diverse communities and areas in rural areas like we are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, where you don't have the access of arts institutions in large cities. Mm-hmm. You know, so in a sense, our company has become a resource to the state.
What has kept your company going low these many years?
Well, primarily the need in the schools. I think that's the key. Let's face it, a lot of our students maybe don't have the time or the financial resources. I mean, commercial dance studios are about the only place they're going to get any training. And when you look at many of the communities in which I work, those dance studios are not very accessible. And this introduces the art form to the students in the schools that they might not otherwise even think that, oh, I might want to dance. Mm-hmm. You know, they live in very rural, secluded areas. Dance might not have even occurred to them. Mm-hmm. And so this is a way of introducing, and the schools love it. I mean, the administration loves it. In fact, they would like for me to do all the schools in Graves County, but unless somebody gets me a helicopter, I don't think it's going to happen.
We're talking with Karen Balzer, who directs the Jackson Purchase Dance Company. Again, let's go through the drill for the Holiday Dance Fest on Saturday, December 7th at 2 p.m. in Lovett Auditorium. Admission fee?
Adults is $8. Children under 16, because if you're driving, you want to be a grown-up. Children under 16 are $6, and children under 3 are free, because, of course, they're going to sit in mommy's lap. But I feel like it's a very, very reasonable afternoon out, especially after the Rotary Christmas Parade. Hey, you know, go have some lunch, come in, get warm, and enjoy the afternoon with us.
Excellent. Karen, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Kate.